Hi, fellow runner. My name is Roman, and I welcome you to the Happy Runner podcast, a podcast for all who love running and those who want to start running. Those of you who listen regular to my podcast know that I'm running Prague Marathon in a few weeks. But just last weekend, I got ill. I had a cold that was quite nasty. So the question is, run or no run when ill or injured? But before I dive into the topic, make sure to subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast, recommend it to other runners you know, and if you want to support the podcast, share it on your social media and tag me. That helps get the word out, and I really appreciate it. Thank you. First, a disclaimer. I'm not a physician or a PT. I don't have medical background, and what I'm about to say is more like common sense. And my point of view on the topic. As always, what works for me might not work for you. So be reasonable when it comes to illness or injury during marathon training. First, let me talk a bit about illness. We'll go to injuries in the second part of the episode. I woke up last Thursday morning and I could feel something in my throat. Wasn't sure if it's an infection or just a minor issue that will go away in a day or maybe two due to running in some colder conditions the last days. So I did my Thursday run as planned. It actually went really well and I thought that probably it was just a minor thing. But Friday morning I went straight to the pharmacy to pick up paracetamol. As it turned out, it was not a minor thing, rather a nasty chest infection. Sure, after taking meds, I felt better, but I could feel that I was in no shape to run. Saturday morning was about the same, and what I did was reasonable. I skipped running and rested instead. A lot of tea and honey, fruits and vegetables. But somehow I still played with the idea that maybe, just maybe, Sunday morning I would feel better and I could go out for my 32k long run. I stopped with meds Saturday in the afternoon so that if it would be okay, I could go. Well, I was wrong. Haven't slept good at all, and in the morning I was on meds again. And same as Saturday, I rested. The same was on Monday. But Monday I felt quite normal again, so I decided to go out for a run, not Monday, but Tuesday afternoon, if everything would be okay. This time around, it was. So I did my normal Tuesday interval workout that was planned. Actually, it went pretty well. I was listening to my body throughout the workout, and if it would not feel right, I had several backup plans. But gladly, they were not needed. From there on, I was able to do my runs as planned. I thought a lot about the long run I skipped because of illness. In the past, when I was training for my second marathon, I had about the same issue. But that time I went running even while on paracetamol. As it turned out, not the best decision. I had a much higher heart rate, my legs felt much heavier, and the recovery time after that particular run was much longer than it should be. I can still remember it. Even this time around, I could do things differently. I could have gone for an easy short run on Tuesday and the interval session on Wednesday. That would even be better for my body. So my advice, if you have a cold or a chest infection, don't stress about going out for a run. Stay home, rest. That's the fastest way back to health and your next run. And when you're going to feel better, ease into running. Don't do what I did. Your first, or better, your first two runs should be easy runs. If you write your own training plan, consider this and take a week after illness without a tough workout. And even shorten your long run a bit. I will do the same on Sunday. You'll do better that way, and since you'll only skip a few runs due to an infection, you will not lose much fitness, if any at all. Now, what about an injury? Gladly, I never had much running-related injuries. But I know from other runners that it can be quite frustrating if an injury occurs just weeks before a marathon or any other race. Now, first we need to differentiate a niggle, heavy legs and aching muscles from training on one hand, and a real injury on the other hand. But even if you think it's just a small niggle, it can be a sign of a more serious injury, so be aware of it. If it doesn't go away after your warm-up, after an easy run, or after a few kilometers of running, you should consider it might be an injury. If you ask me, the smart way is to take some rest and have it checked by a medical professional. I know there's a lot of different advice when it comes to running-related injuries to be found on the internet. But I see it more as general advice, maybe not something for your specific problem. You can even think you have one injury, self-treat it, but in the end it turns out that you have a different injury and that you did more harm to yourself. Some time ago, I hosted a physiotherapist on the podcast and we went through some of the more common running-related injuries. But even his thoughts were that you need to seek professional advice. So, before going back to running, you should be cleared by a doctor. And even then, don't just take off where you stopped. Ease back into running. Don't push too hard. Take the first week slow and gradually increase distance and pace. My best advice to you would be to be smart. I know you heard this a lot, but learn to listen to your body. Your body communicates with you and you should do what's needed. If your body needs rest, then rest. If your legs feel too heavy to run fast a few days after injury or illness, run slow. It can be difficult to do so if a marathon is just a few weeks out. But there's really nothing you can do about it. Well, the best we all can do is to take care of ourselves if needed. what I personally did the last two marathon training blocks, I extended both of them for 2 weeks. Instead of 12 weeks marathon-specific training, I'm towards the end of my second 14-week block. This gives me more time to do all the training, and in case of injury or illness, I have time to recover and then get back to training. But the closer race day, the more frustrating it can be. But still, be smart about it. Don't rush back into running, and absolutely never overlook injury or illness. I hope you enjoyed listening to the episode. If so, I would really appreciate you subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast and share it with your running buddies. It also helps a lot if you give this episode or the podcast a good rating. Thank you and happy running!